All right, guys. So we traded pick 32 for pick 52, a second round pick in 2019, and we flopped fourth round picks. We felt like the value was right for us, where we are as a football team, where the value was in this draft. There are a bunch of players that we still like that we're optimistic and excited to get tomorrow, and we'll start working on that now.
2019 draft and how strong that is in comparison to this one?
Well, when you look ahead, it's always hard to know exactly how it's going to be. People are going to come out, players change. You know, when we looked ahead last year at this draft, and we've talked about this on many occasions, you know, a lot of variables change. But we thought the strengths of the draft next year were different than the strengths of this draft. And where this draft was strong, it continues to be strong until tomorrow. So it gets us an opportunity to still get a good player, possibly, but more importantly, also continue to build. And for us, we want to win this year, but we want to continue to win. We want to win in 2018, we want to win in 2019, 2020. And there's not many times that you get an opportunity to move back in a draft and pick up a second-round pick. So for us, we thought it was the right value.
Did you go in tonight thinking that most likely trade back was going to be your number one likelihood?
You know, when we've been in this situation and gone into a draft thinking that we're just going to trade back, it's hard to find willing partners. And when we kind of go through these scenarios and say, well, you know, maybe the team at 29 takes that trade. Maybe the team at 30 takes that team. Maybe at 31. So we were expecting to pick at 32. And we had some guys that we really liked that were on the board. And I think what happens is that you see as the round goes and you start getting calls and guys like guys, and as guys go off, you know, some teams bail out and some teams come back in. And so we just had to weigh all those things, but we did not come into the night thinking we were going to trade out. We had gone through the scenarios of what we would trade out for, and we wouldn't have traded out just to trade out because we did think there was good value at 32.
You trade with the Ravens, but how much interest was there in that 32nd pick?
There was a bunch of phone calls, and there was actually it's interesting as you go through and you're, as you get closer to your pick and guys get excited about guys, and you have some teams that bail out, and they'll call you after pick and say, that was our guy, we're out, and then you'll have guys come in. So we just try to keep track of that. Our staff does a great job of trying to keep track of all the offers we've gotten. We put them together, and we just felt like this was a really good trade for both teams, you know, for the Ravens as well. But for the way we're trying to build, it was important that we get more resources going forward.
Jackson, a guy that you felt, if he fell to you, would attract interest?
We did. We did. You know, we had a list of guys that we thought that if they possibly fell could attract interest. Again, you know, our concern is just that when you're picking 32, are people making the same offers at 31, at 30, and 29? And some of those teams ahead of us have a history of trading out too. So we were prepared to pick, but we're also excited about the opportunity tomorrow, Saturday, and really we're starting to get a bunch of picks for 2019, so we're excited about that as well.
Are there nine for that right now? Nine picks next year?
How do I answer that question? I don't know. I don't know because the comp picks, you know. I don't know. So minus the comp picks, we are at – we have an extra seventh. We have an extra two, right? Yeah. Is this like a trick question? I feel like I'm gonna get tricked, and Jimmy's gonna like put like this like trick formula, like algebra formula that I messed up, and I don't know our picks.
When you talked the other day, you said there were 32 guys you had to be comfortable with.
Yes.
How many of them are still on the board?
Do I have to give the answers to the test? We had a group of guys at 32 that we would have been really excited about picking. Will they be there at 52? I don't know. But that helped us make the trade because we felt like there was a cluster of guys that were kind of grouped together for us. We had an order of them, and we were ready to pick. But we're excited about kind of going back and seeing if we can make some of that magic happen tomorrow.
Were there other offers at 32 when you were on the clock? Were you balancing this against other offers?
Yes. I think, you know, our balance was, you know, the short-term versus the long-term on the trade offers, and we decided that it's just too hard to get a second-round pick. And when we look at the draft, you know, the difference in value when you're picking in the second round versus even when you're picking in the third round, it's too good. It gives you a lot of flexibility. So we were excited. Our draft room was really excited to be able to get this.
Is it difficult to prioritize getting more value as opposed to drafting more players this year when you have a chance to go back to the Super Bowl?
we still have a chance to go back to the Super Bowl. And so I think for us, it's just we don't want to totally be short-term. And at the end of the day, second-round pick's a second-round pick. So if someone's offering a third-round pick in this year and it's the middle of the third round, even if you're getting a second-round pick a year later, we're not necessarily just taking down the value because it's a year later. Second-round pick's still a second-round pick. We just got to wait for it.
How did this specific trade come about? Had you talked to the Ravens leading up to the draft about this specific scenario, or did they just call
while you were on the phone? You know, I say these are like the Ozzie and I have summer house in Orange Beach, so these are like the Orange Beach summer house conversations, you know. And so we kind of had a thought from all the conversation we have. Obviously, the relationships go back and forth, and we knew that they were interested in adding firepower, and so we knew there were certain players that if they were on the board, the phone was going to ring. And it rang, but again, they weren't the only offer. We were weighing their offer versus other offers, and we were excited that there was some good value for that pick.
20 picks is a long way away. Are you comfortable if you see a player that you really did like? Are you comfortable that you have enough to be able to move up a little bit to get a player that you want in the second round?
You know, Howard, it's perspective. 100 picks was a long picks away, and that's what we were looking at. You know, 31 picks was a long picks away. So, you know, I think from where we're sitting starting this right now, we're kind of looking at it the glass half full that we're in the game tomorrow. We're strongly in the game on Saturday, and we're rolling in 2019 too. So we have options at our disposal, and we won't hesitate if we think the value is right to move up or move back again tomorrow.
Was there any one guy that you were really disappointed that you didn't get that kind of fell off and maybe that influenced the trade?
Do we count guys that went in the top 10? No, I think we had a pretty good sense of what was going to be there at 32. You know, there's always guys when you get to the 20s that you're kind of, you know, crossing your fingers and hoping fall to 32. But I don't think hope's a great strategy. So we knew that it was probably not realistic, and we felt like we had a firm handle. Our scouting department does a great job preparing for this moment. So we felt like we had a firm handle of what was realistically going to be there. Of course, there's guys that go before you pick that, you know, you would be excited to take and that you're disappointed, but that's the nature of the draft.
Were you surprised by anything that happened tonight before you guys picked?
Yeah, I mean, there's always surprises. There's always – because your boards are different than everyone else's board. So, you know, everyone sees things differently. So there's always picks that you kind of look at and went, wow, you know, we had him later than that. But I'm not thinking anything off the top of my head that was really glaring.
If you want to answer this, what are the strengths of the draft going in to day two?
It's interesting when you always preface a question with, are you willing to answer? You give me the out to say no. So, like, I just should say no. I think when you look at it, the strengths of the draft that came into the draft come into play even more so after you get past the first round. I mean, you know, Zach, you've studied the draft for a long time. I mean, there are certain positions that go that are just hard to get after you pick, not only in the first round, but really the first 15, 20 picks. So that wasn't probably the strength of the draft to begin with. This is like a Rubik's Cube puzzle I'm giving you. And the strengths that we felt like were there before are the reasons we made this trade back, because we felt like what we were going to get at 32 was going to be a strength throughout tomorrow as well. So let's go add a second-round pick for next year and still have an opportunity to maybe add to our team. Thank you. Okay, thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.